Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Congratulations, your fifth postseason start, but first one on the road. What was the experience like? And excuse me, you're at storied Dodger Stadium. Thank you very much. What was this like?
It was a lot of fun. First time on the road in the playoffs, hearing a lot of crap talk in the bullpen. And I think it's funny. So it fuels me. And I told Pete and when I was warming up, this is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Quite a lot of fun if you're rooting against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We're live today from Klondike Kate's here in Newark Del Restaurant and Saloon. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. Hugh, how about the Blue Jays? And how about the local kid, Boyertown, Pennsylvania's Trey Yesavage last night, Hugh? 12 strikeouts. 7 innings, 12 strikeouts. It's his 8th career start. He made 3 at the end of the regular season. This kid started in single A this year. He made 3 starts at the end of the regular season. He's now made 5 playoff starts. And he saved his best for last night on the road, 2-2 series, Dodger Stadium. And he just mowed down a team that's trying to win back-to-back World Series.
Back-to-back.
I mean, the local kid making good. He was electric last night.
No, from what I heard, it was phenomenal because I refused to watch it. I know everybody and their mother has been watching. I just refused.
Yeah, well, I'm watching
it. They sent us home.
I am watching it and rooting for the Blue Jays. Rooting for him, too. I mean, he was incredible. And so a couple things I thought of as I watched it last night. One, this was supposed to be Andrew Painter, right?
Yeah.
We were sold for 3 years that Andrew Painter
the
was
the chosen one.
Difference-making young pitcher. Well, that's what a difference-making young pitcher
looks
like.
He had a
minor
setback this year.
Why wasn't he doing what this kid did?
No, I'm just saying he had a setback.
I know.
And then as the conversation ramped up, it just seemed like he got worse and worse.
I know.
Worse and worse, that's bad.
Well, he didn't progress.
No, he stunk. It's
okay.
There
you go.
Yeah, well, he did stink.
No, that's not. Well,
his ERA was
no,
in the five.
It's very
AAA.
True.
Okay, fine.
Triple A, 5 ERA.
Yes.
Supposed to be generational. Anyway,
it's
he's
okay
not
to
this
say.
Kid right now. Maybe he will be one day. So the Blue Jays are a win away from winning the World Series. Game 6 tomorrow night back in Toronto. We'll see if they can actually close the Dodgers out. So I was thinking about the Painter thing. I was rooting for this kid. I also was thinking about Kyle's take that is on life support right now.
You're talking about the top three get a pass?
Well, let the Phillies off the hook, basically, because they went up against this all-time juggernaut Dodgers team, and they took a game from them. Well, like that doesn't fly if the Dodgers don't even win the World Series.
Sure it does.
Mm-mm.
No, it does not.
How? Really.
Because they became the
Because if the Blue Jays could beat the Dodgers, the Phillies should have beat the Dodgers.
Well, okay, sure. But like that doesn't change the fact that the Dodgers pitch really well in our series. They're not pitching as well in this series. Different series, different events.
They started out pitching well, though. Yeah. They started out when Yamamoto started out doing his thing.
Well, then the Blue Jays put the bat on the ball. Maybe we need more guys like the Blue Jays and less guys like we have.
Mm. You ain't just say that on the air, did you? You need to put more bat on the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard her. I'm with you. I hear you speak on it.
So what does that mean?
I'm just saying that there it is. You know, Kyle want to let the top three off the list, and you know, you just got to put.
I'm just not like changing fundamentally how I think about the top three guys in the lineup just based on that series against the Dodgers.
That's fine about them. I'm just like the Phillies were the second best team and they lost. Well, if neither of the first two best teams win, then what are we doing here?
Well,
the Blue Jays are a win away from winning the World Series.
Not over.
No, it's not. Well, and it will be challenging to close out the Dodgers. We shall see. The other part of last night was the other pitcher who you would think would be in the advantage going in, Blake Snell. he got hit around by the Blue Jays early in that game. Let's hear from him afterwards. I'm not quite sure he knows what an excuse actually is. Let's hear Blake Snell.
Oh, Blake, just with how this game started, what do you think allowed them to get to you so early before you were able to settle in?
I mean, it didn't really get to me. It was first pitch of the game, 97 fastball up and in. He hits at 98, it goes out, pretty unlucky. And then Vlad, that's just a bad pitch, down in fastball. But then after that, pretty smooth sailing. Figured out their lineup, what they like to do. Then Varsho gets a triple on a 78 exit velo. It's just unlucky. Yeah, I mean, I'm not one to make excuses or anything close to that, but yeah, just pretty unlucky. There's only so much you can do to where, you know, that's unlucky.
All right, can we unpack that for a second? He said he's not one to make excuses. Then
yeah, but that was an excuse.
For 30 seconds, it was an excuse. Also, he said they didn't really get to me. He gave up two home runs in the first inning.
Yeah, that's what getting to – like, this is the problem that I have with this generation. They don't understand. Ooh. They don't know what being disrespectful is or what getting to you is. They don't know anything. Like, when you say certain things to them, they just don't understand what that means. When somebody gets to you, if the game starts
and they get two runs
and you get two runs on you, that means somebody got to you.
Especially a pitcher of his caliber.
And for you to sit there and say, oh, they didn't get to me, I just gave up two runs early. That's the exact example of getting to you. They got to you early. You could even use a semantic and say they got to you early, but then I settled down. Yeah, they got to me early, but then I settled down. Stupidity.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know if you remember this, Hugh. Blake's a great, wonderfully talented pitcher. I don't know if he's the brightest bulb. Do you remember what he said when the players were fighting for more money during the COVID season?
I do not, but please don't tell me, because it's probably going to validate what I just said.
Well, they were arguing over money, right? How many games and money and all that, how much they would get.
Yeah.
And he came out and said he's fighting for his life.
Bro, I'm risking my life.
How?
Well, COVID.
See?
Right, like at that time, I mean, people
thought. Okay, fair enough.
But even then, I think we knew athletes in their 20s, you know.
The conversation was, it's more at risk for the older generation.
Right, right. Like, yeah. Again, even then, that felt a little bit over the top, that his life was on the
risking
line.
His life?
Yeah, risking my life.
Bro, I'm risking my life.
It's sometimes, you know what? I have to stop doing, and this is just me, some person. I got to stop talking to anybody under 30.
I just made the cut.
Yeah, I was just saying.
No, I'm just saying. That's why I did that on purpose.
Can we go back and scrub all the tapes in the first 2 years of our show?
No, I'm just saying, because most of the time outside of Max, because I got to talk to Max. I got to talk to Max every day, and he's.
You made it sound like you really don't like talking to Max.
Yeah,
like,
no,
I guess
no,
I got to talk to Max.
But a lot of times especially when you try to talk sports with younger.
Bros
has got to be in his 30s. He's probably in his 30s. But here's the thing: when you try to talk sports with younger people. It's like they want to argue some of the stupidest things. Like they want to argue the semantics of the conversation. We had a caller that called in yesterday.
Oh, that's what you do all the time.
No, I don't. I
like
argue
how
facts.
This became a generational thing.
No, I argue facts.
What are you talking about?
I argue facts.
Argue okay. facts.
Just like we've had somebody call
you
me yesterday.
You told me the bedazzled coat of Irsay's daughter is going to win Daniel Jones an MVP.
I did not see. Now, no, you are. That's what you're doing, what they call twist words. You are twisting words.
That's
I
a
never
lot of
said the bedazzled coat. I said the fact that
That's
she was on the sideline, and you brought up the bedazzled
it's
coat.
It's just as ridiculous that her being on the sideline has anything to do
it's
with
not,
it. It really
it's
is.
Not. Can I get back to my original point?
Go ahead. Rip the young person.
No, I'm just saying, because they want to argue semantics. We had a call yesterday with somebody who's arguing me about who was the better-looking squad, and I said, well, right now, Detroit Lions look pretty good. And they're, oh, they didn't play anybody. They beat the Baltimore Ravens earlier in the season. They've been dropping 30 almost every week. They've been averaging 30. Let me clear that up, because somebody said they haven't because they didn't drop 30 on Tampa Bay. But the bottom line is this. The Detroit Lions have been playing well.
Sure, of course.
And we, for the first time last week, scored 38 points. We have been averaging, what was it, Kyle, 26.4 points a game?
Yeah, 26.
And that's with the 38, right? That's with the 38
and
put in there.
And they've been averaging 30-plus, 30.1 points.
Ours is also with a blocked field goal touchdown and a pick six,
So that number is more like 24,
probably.
If we're being real.
But see, this is the thing, Joe, and when I said that, people want to argue, well, they ain't played anybody. that's not the argument that I'm having. Listen to what's being said instead of being in your feelings and just trying to defend your take.
Nope, I'm not going
to. You know, we don't have to agree on this, but what I'm saying is what I said. The Detroit Lions are averaging 30-plus points a game, and the Eagles aren't.
Right now, the odds to win the NFC, the Lions are the favorite. There is a reason for that, right? Doesn't mean they're going to, and doesn't mean the Eagles can't beat them in 2 weeks, and it's going to be a huge game. But I understand your point. I mean, you've become the Lions guy in the show.
No, but it's not. It's my opinion. You don't have to agree with my opinion, but you're arguing stupid stuff. Like, I don't feel like arguing stupid stuff. So you know what I'm going to start doing?
Too bad, man.
I'm going to say, hey, you know what?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Appreciate you chiming in. That's gonna be my retort from now on. Anytime, I'm trying to do better. I'm trying to grow in this radio space and not be so combative. Cause I'm tired of Blue Jeans liking talking to me all the time about me being combative. I'm tired of having.
I like combative you.
No, but I'm trying. Is that
about being combative about a debate, or is that about your Twitter fingers?
Well, a little bit of both.
Okay. I think that's what Blue Jeans.
But Blue Jeans
is about that.
I would think Ron enjoys when you're combative with us.
No, but Blue Jeans is like, hey, calm down on that Twitter.
Yeah. Right. So that's exactly what it's about.
Just don't do.
No, but it's the controversy. It's like nobody listens, man. And I can't let certain – I'm petty. I can't let certain things fly.
Which is why we couldn't let Broads coming for Spike's job fly on the air. I mean, we couldn't do that. I'm waiting for – I need an official statement. I don't know if it's going to be Lakin or Broads. Spike.
I feel like Spike going to probably come at my neck today.
Well, all right. Look, should the afternoon show have an official statement on it? Because if Broads had said in the article his ultimate goal is to have a seat on the midday chair, I think we'd have to come up with an official statement. Like, we would have to address it.
But I'm telling
on.
You, like, for Broads, he's inspired. Like, I'm telling you, he wants Spike's job. Spike's the odd man out.
What do you say?
Like, Spike's the odd man. Like, man, because, like, Spike, like, seriously, Jack and Ike have been working together for a while. Spike just decided he didn't want to be the captain no more, and he wanted to be, like, one of the commoners. That dog don't hunt.
Well, it is hunting. He's on the show. It's working.
Yeah, it is working.
Yeah.
But that's the job he's coming. He's coming for Spike's job. Mm. We'll Spike's see. Not one of us, man. Spike's been he's been at the top of the mountain. He's like management. Hey, Spike ain't one of us.
He hasn't transitioned back?
No. Cause Spike come in and talk crazy to us every day. We can't do nothing about it.
But we don't just roll our eyes when he does.
Yeah,
that.
But because we can't do nothing about it.
What do you mean we can't do? What's
he been up.
Are you afraid of Spike?
A little bit.
Wow.
Spike, listen.
I'm not afraid of Spike.
Spike, yeah, because you ain't got two strikes. I got two strikes.
Well, stop tweeting at people. You want a third? All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Aaron,
simple as that.
Aaron in Denver is up on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, what's Aaron. What's up?
Hey Hugh, are you actually going to leave out candy corn for the kids tomorrow?
No, not really. I just said okay,
they're going to kick him out of the condo association.
I don't even know if kids know what candy corn is.
No, you know what's funny, Aaron? That's why I said it. Because and everybody, there was a few people here like Max and some other weirdo. They were talking about how they like candy corn.
Other weirdo.
Yeah, I feel like it's that's crazy. I haven't had it in a long time. I feel like it's forgotten candy.
Do you like candy corn?
I hate candy corn.
Nobody likes candy corn.
I always hated candy corn. It's also that candy my dad used to eat. It's forgotten too. Do you remember those? like marshmallow elephant peanut.
You talking about they had the white stuff in the middle? Is that what it is?
No,
I know what you're talking about. They look like peanuts.
But they were giant.
Yes, I do remember those. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Nasty noise.
How I feel.
It's terrible.
All right, guys.
We just relived our childhood, and it was bad with the kids.
Yeah, real bad. Really
circus
bad.
Peanuts. Right, circus
peanuts.
Circus
yeah.
peanuts.
Circus peanuts. That's right.
Hugh, they were gross.
I wanted to call quick and defend you for the Jalen Hurts take. I think the MVP award is a quarterback award.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if it comes down to it, as good of a year as he's having, and he probably will finish with one of the best years as long as he stays consistent here, but I think it's more than likely going to go to like a Drake May.
That's another name that has people it got a buzz.
So Aaron, he's got a real chance, and if they steal the division from the Bills and they end up as a top two seed, he's got a really, really good chance. Aaron, his rise kind of reminds me of Carson in 2017, like kind of out of nowhere, really good record. But look, I hope he doesn't get hurt because he's a fun player to watch. Aaron, he's taken the second most sacks in the NFL. Myles Garrett sacked him 5 times last week. I question if he's going to stay healthy the full year. He's getting pounded back there.
Well, that's correct. And the thing is, if he stays healthy,
you're
I think
a professional,
he has what, 15 touchdowns, 2 interceptions right now. Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think if he continues that, and let's say he finishes with 35-6, and he's on a team that he has to carry, because I can't think of any other stars in that Patriots team.
No. I mean, Diggs is not what he used to be. And, you're right. I mean,
especially coming off the heels of Tom Brady,
too. Of course. Now, I do think Vrabel could win Coach of the Year, and Aaron, we appreciate the phone call, so that might be some of the credit. I mean, you don't agree? May's getting pounded. He's taking 28 sacks.
It's the way you say
you're
it,
a grown-up. You say
it's,
it every
it's
day.
That's the way you say
it with me. I'm a
pounded.
Professional.
The guy is getting pounded.
He's getting pounded.
28 sacks. It's not even November.
No, he said he didn't.
This guy's not going to be alive.
This is the way you said it, man. It was just like, I'm childish. What can I do? I'm childish.
He's getting banged every which way.
It was funny. I can't help it.
It is funny. All right. Can we check in with you people, see what they're up to today?
Do we have to?
You people.
Yes, we do, buddy.
It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
Why are we talking about football today?
Because that's what we do all the time.
We're in Philadelphia. Well, I mean, we're in Delaware, but like WIP's in Philadelphia.
Bubblehead.
What else will we talk about?
Yep. Okay, Joe. No AJ Brown talk today. Got it?
No. I mean, I gave you an hour and a half before we brought it up. what do you expect me to sit here for 4 hours and not address this thing?
They do, apparently. Yep. Hurts will never win MVP because of your narratives on WIP.
Our narrative.
Oh, so we're hurting his candidacy.
Gotcha.
I get it. That makes sense. It wasn't the 2,000-yard running back last year or the 15 interceptions the year before that. It's WIP.
No, it's our narrative on WIP.
What about when I said in 2022 when I said he was the MVP? Was that hurting him then?
No, that was hurting him.
Okay.
Our narratives. Mm-hmm. Kyle needs to regain control of Hugh Douglas right now.
What did I
Not
do?
Possible, by the way.
He's
Not
been
possible.
Trying for we've all been trying for
How long
a long
we've
time.
Been trying to do this?
Yeah, a long time. <Doesn't work.
laughs> That is often a criticism of me, is that I can't get Hugh Douglas under control. Kyle letting that skip guy through is a fireable offense.
I'm with that one. that Skip just makes it real quick.
Again, I apologize for keeping him on the air. So
yeah, you wait to see. Like, you know it's just going to get worse and worse, but you just like to talk.
There's always a line, and I'm wondering when we got there, and then I realized we got there after I hung up already.
Skip crosses it.
Yeah. Yep.
A lot. Yep.
A lot.
Big surprise, Hugh Heartless isn't giving out candy tomorrow night.
Man.
I like Hugh Heartless.
The immortal words of Michael Jordan, y'all can finish the rest.
Come on, you've been given free candy and a bucket. Just put it off the kids.
And I'm not.
That's where you get the nickname Hugh Heartless.
Yep.
And I will not put out this candy.
The Grinch that stole Halloween. Hugh Douglas.
I might put it out tonight, though. Tonight? But then again, I doubt it. I'm not going to put it.
No one's going to take it tonight. No,
someone's going to steal it tonight.
No, they trick-or-treat. Like, they trick-or-treat tonight. They trick-or-treated the last couple nights. Like, they trick-or-treated last night. Like, the kids get a couple days of trick-or-treat.
Is that your neighborhood?
Yeah. They had a trick-or-treat party last. They had, like, a trunk-or-treat.
There's no way. Oh, trunk-or-treat.
Well, trunk-or-treat's a different thing.
Yeah, they had it look like now they're going to probably
By the way, when did trunk-or-treat start? Because I don't remember.
I've only heard about it this year.
COVID. COVID?
So we've been, our kids have had it for like the last 3 or 4 years. Maybe you're right. Maybe it was COVID.
I think
COVID.
It was COVID because I remember when Harper was little, that was one of the first trick-or-treats he went to, was a trunk-or-treat.
Mm-hmm. Guess what, Douglas? No one cares.
Yeah, that's
is that a you people comment or yep. that's just you
that
saying?
Was you people, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Could be either one, though. Hey, Hugh, are rainy days better or worse for the Uber business?
You know what? I'm glad that was brought up. I'm going to pull up my Uber app right now and see if I can get the fake Hugh Douglas to pick me up when the show ends.
Could you just put in fake Hugh Douglas and see?
Why not? Are you allowed to request people by name, like fake Hugh?
I need Hugh D, right? That was what the guy's name was.
All right, so let's see if I can search it. You keep going. I'm going to talk
it. Snoop Huntley Hugh, end of discussion.
What did you do that for?
He
the
had a
sanctity of the list.
It does.
It,
was like, it does
it was
really
like
hurt.
116, though. It was like
how many times did he throw last week?
I forgot the number, but it was 116.
It couldn't have been much.
It wasn't.
Okay.
Come on, man. Whatever you say, Hugh Huntley.
Yeah, y'all mad. Y'all just mad.
Wait a second.
Because he made that list.
That's going to stick with you.
He threw 22 times for 186 yards.
Yeah, and his QBR was like 116.
You know what the stat line looks like? Last year's Jalen Hurts games.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm just being real. 17 to 22, 186, one touchdown,
one TD, and he made the list.
One because of his defensive running game, and that's 2024.
Tyler Huntley, you had a hell of a week. Now you sit down and you take your top two ranking, and you take that into the history books, young man.
Well, he's taking it to the bench because Lamar's back. Tonight.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. You. That's about. Yeah,
he's done.
Well, yeah. He's forever. Etched in the
immortalized
books
in the
now, yeah,
number
on
two
list.
Quarterback
number
two. For one.
You know how they do
week?
Like when the broadcast starts, they like put in the bottom like Pro Football Focus is number 12. Hugh Douglas is number 2 ranked quarterback.
Yeah, it was.
Yep. All right, Joe saying Hurts could win MVP. Hugh Douglas bringing up things that don't matter at all, like Carly Ursay, and some guy wants to be Hugh's nuts for Halloween. That's the show today.
That's kind of sums it up pretty well.
It does.
That's really sad.
Yep.
But
all right. And one more thing, all caps. Mm-hmm. What the bleep is Hugh talking about? And then somebody responded, just ignore him.
It's actually the motto every day. This had to be about the Daniel Jones, Carly Ursay jacket, narratives.
I vibrate on a higher frequency. If y'all just can't get it, maybe y'all need to get on my level. That's all.
Yeah, you have vision.
Because I have vision.
I don't know if that's it.
I do. I have vision. And I have a third eye, and I vibrate on a higher frequency.
Stop saying the third eye.
Keep telling yourself that, man.
Every day. Every day. And I am, regardless to what you think or how I act at certain times, I am a professional.
What did the one guy say on Twitter the other day? It was like, I learned that it's just best to ignore you and move on.
I am a professional.
How
at
was
all
work
time.
Today? Well, I made the case that Daniel Jones is the NFL MVP.
Yes, I did, and I made some valid points.
You did make some, but
but you devolved it to the bedazzled jacket.
The Carly Ursay thing was where you went off the rails.
No,
it doesn't matter at all.
See, no, the fact that she's on the sideline every day does matter. It does matter to certain people.
It doesn't.
It does.
All right, I need to petition something. If he gets MVP votes, and then they ask the particular people that voted him number one. Why did you vote Daniel Jones number one? Was it his yards per attempt? Was it their record? And he says Carly Ursay on the sideline with the bedazzled coat.
You know what?
That person should be stripped of their voting rights.
You know what?
Forever.
When Daniel Jones, if he keeps on this trajectory and wins MVP, I'm going to do y'all a favor. You know what? I'm not going to say a word. I'm not going to say I told you so.
No, yeah, you will. You will peacock around the studio.
I am. I ain't going to have to because I know for a fact Kyle's going to be irked and you're going to be miffed. So you both, like, that to me is like the great. I am the only cat. Do I have to remind you? I'm the only cat on this whole show that's hit an eight-leg parlay.
That was a year ago.
It's still evergreen.
It's not even
I am
true.
The only cat that hit an eight-leg parlay on this show.
I think other people probably have. Also,
no.
It was a calendar
on,
year ago.
On this show.
The statute of limitations is up.
No,
you can't
it's
even
not.
Say it anymore.
I am the only one at eight-leg parlay. Only one. Kyle came close, but not no eight-leg parlay.
I don't know what people care less about, your eight-leg parlay or Carly Ursay on the Colts sideline.
I know what I could care less about.
Both. I hit an eight-leg parlay. Yeah. That's all I got to say.
All right. Well, that is about all we have to say. We have to hand it off to the afternoon show currently hosted by Spike, Ike, and Fritz.
And soon to be hosted by Broads, and Fritz.
Man. Again, I need an official statement from someone. This is a brewing controversy at WIP. All right. We appreciate Klondike Kate's having us here today. Hugh, we had a great time here.
Always have a great time.
Great time,
man.
Great food. Come on out, of course, and enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. You headed to the game tonight at the Link?
Yes, I am.
Who wins?
I got Delaware State. They've been rolling. Michael Vick had to change his defensive coordinator. They're struggling a little bit, but I think it's going to be a good game. I think the fans are going to have a great time seeing these two guys get after it, but I'm going with Dell State and Deshaun Jackson.
It's going to be fun. Everyone going out tonight, have a good time. We will talk to you tomorrow on a Football Friday afternoon show is coming up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.